Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, let me make you feel better. I saw this tweet this morning. This is from someone who calls themselves Oklahoma Blonde. It's Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was seeing all these tweets about Mardi Gras, and that's what this fell in. And it's from someone who calls themselves Oklahoma Blonde. And obviously, Oklahoma's rival is Oklahoma State. Oklahoma being in Norman and Oklahoma State being in Stillwater. Well, one of the customs of Mardi Gras is that women will frequently bare their boobs for beads. Yeah.
Good night.
So this woman who calls herself Oklahoma Blonde has this photo up. And it says Mardi Gras in Stillwater. And it shows the back of a woman. You don't see anything. I retweeted this morning. It shows the back of a woman who has her shirt obviously pulled up.
Right.
You know, and she's facing a field full of cows.
She's flashing some cows.
Yeah, she's flashing cattle.
She's flashing
who
cows.
They're all lined up in the high grass. It says Mardi Gras in Stillwater. That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
They're all looking right at her.
They are. So that's up on my page somewhere.
You gotta be the stupidest.
Then there's this LeBron James stuff. It's funny. I was talking to Ben Milstead about this before. It seems like even the diehard LeBron fans have soured on his act.
Yeah, you know, I saw that picture on your Twitter account of the little girl standing there. Somebody compared her to LeBron. Says, my daughter has more defense than LeBron.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, this is a situation. Kellen Kwok mentioned this earlier. It's a video, in the Laker game, I should say, that Kyle Kuzma had to shove LeBron James to get him to go play defense. We've seen all these recent videos of the King and his recent attitude, which is just deplorable. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, the other night, he just, on an inbounds pass, late in the game, he just throws the ball off the backboard. he's inbounding the ball. He just casually flicks it off the backboard, and they lose possession of the ball. Here you have a situation where Kuzma actually has to shove him out to defend his guy, physically shove him out to defend his guy. And here's the problem with LeBron James, and it always has been. You know, Ramona, remember, I was really late to the LeBron James party. I was not a LeBron James guy. But eventually, you know, I started giving him credit.
Yeah, you were giving him credit for you said he was seemed like he was working harder.
Right. Yeah, you have to get harder. You get to that point. But now, what we're seeing now with LeBron James is the true LeBron James. It is why the dots have never connected for people like me, who have never fully bought into LeBron James, who have never believed in this notion of LeBron James being the best player or better than Jordan or the second best player, the fifth best player. People like me who have always had these lingering feelings, these concerns about LeBron James, that this is who he was, that at his essence, he's a guy who's so egocentric, so self-centered, and has never cared enough about fundamental things related to winning basketball, because no great player that I have ever seen would ever have been involved in this stuff that LeBron has been involved in recently. He is acting like a word I cannot say on radio. I'd have to be on satellite. That's how he's acting. I mean, he is going full punk on the Los Angeles Lakers in every way humanly possible. And this is why I have now again come full circle with LeBron James. And what he's doing right now, he's damaging his historical legacy. Because the people like me, who have always been lukewarm on him anyway and couldn't really buy in fully because there was something that never connected fully, we're seeing it now. This is what it is. It's that this guy, this is who he is at his essence, and this is why he has never connected the dots of talent to championships. It is why there has always been some excuse. Remember the year that he played in the final? He knew he was going to get crushed again, and he played that series with his left hand. He's bouncing the ball with his right hand. He's jaking it, taking free throws with his left hand because he knew he was getting hammered and he needed an excuse for it. This guy is...
I thought that was rhetorical. Yes, I do remember.
This guy
that.
Is permanently damaging his legacy. Permanently. And he is slipping in terms of where he fits historically. Like in my mind, he is slipping drastically right now. It is every single day these videos are being posted of his total lack of effort. Could you ever imagine Jordan or Bird or Brady or any other great athlete that had competitive spirit and drive, ever imagine them having a scrub like Kuzma? That's not fair. Kuzma can play. Kuzma has talent. But having a lesser player like Kuzma have to shove you and force you into going to guard your guy? Every day there are new LeBron James videos just showing his total lack of caring, his total lack of hustle, all these things. Texas says, about time. I've been patiently waiting for your LeBron take on my beloved Lakers. I've never seen anything like it. Never. Never. Honestly, the Lakers should bench him. They shouldn't even play him. Why on earth are you playing a guy who is doing this out on the court? Why? I don't care what you paid him. And it's this part. It's this part of LeBron James that we're once again getting to witness. We are all witness, LeBron. We are all witness to this. It is this part of LeBron James that has always been my problem with him. And you've seen it at times throughout his career, but now in a less than ideal situation, when your true character is stressed, this is what we find out. Blake and Liberty says, well, at least Michael Jordan always gave 100%, even when he played sick. Always. Always. as did Bird, as did Johnson, as did Isaiah Thomas, as did Bill Russell, as did Jerry West, as did, you know, all the true great players. There has always been something with this guy that has not been of that quality. Oh, his game was of that quality. But there has always been something about who he is that has never been of that quality. And therefore, I'm sorry. For me, he's not a top 10 player. I'm sorry. I'm out on him. I'm back out on him. I'm back out. There's no way I'm putting that guy ahead of some of the names I just mentioned. There's no way. Because none of those guys would be doing this. None of those guys would need Kyle Kuzma to shove me out to the guy I'm supposed to be guarding. None of them. Texas, last night, the Lakers fans were chanting, Kobe, Kobe. This is his prima donna act, which, again, he has always been. He is the ultimate narcissist. He is a guy who demands attention at all costs. At all costs. Remember when he was knocked out of the playoffs and he was making those corny videos of him showing him working out like he could somehow still claim the attention? This is who LeBron James is. It's who he is at his essence. And it's sad. It's sad for the notion of sport. It's sad that every day, every single day, we're seeing these videos. Texas says, hell yes, preach. Every single day, we're seeing these videos of LeBron James dogging it on both ends of the court. Every single day. But to have Kuzma shove you out to the guy you're supposed to be guarding, because you're not interested in guarding anybody, he's just pathetic. And again, just to be clear, this, from my perspective, which is, again, a guy who's always been, you know, I've always felt like there was something wrong with this guy. I was never all in as to what LeBron James is. For a guy like me, this is the killer. This is the death knell on who he is. But even for a guy like Ben Milstead, who loves LeBron James, he is turned off by what he's saying. We talked about it before the show. He is concerned that he is damaging his legacy. I have another guy who has loved LeBron James, a guy named Matt, who has written me a million times. We've had all sorts of conversations about LeBron James. Matt just wrote me and said, funny thing, Walt, I no longer like LeBron. Can't stand him anymore, actually. People are turning. They're turning. Matt has been a LeBron loyalist ever since I've been doing the show. And he's turning on him. Ben isn't going quite that far, but he's clearly disappointed with what he's saying and is absolutely concerned that he's damaging his legacy. And then for a guy who had warmed up to LeBron James, now I'm seeing all those things, all those reasons that I never warmed up to him to begin with, that I never believed in who he was as a champion, as a winner, and I still don't. I still don't. Texter writes, truth, 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 nothing but the truth. And this is why, for me, LeBron James is never going to be in that conversation. He just isn't. Yeah. I don't care what he does. I don't care how it ends. He's never going to be in that conversation. I'm not taking that guy over guys who had passion and love for the game, who were dedicated to winning, who cared about winning. Yeah, no. Not me. So you give me Russell, you know, you give me Chamberlain, you give me Jabbar, you give me Bird, you give me Johnson, you give me Jordan, you give me all those cats. way before we ever started talking about LeBron James. I'm sorry. He is not of that ilk. He just is not. He is not of that ilk. I can't even think of another great athlete, of another allegedly historically great athlete who is being seen in this daily negative light because of his own total disinterest and failure to commit. I mean, he's being paid, right? He's being paid, right? By the way, before we get a break, I also want to say my thoughts and prayers are with Ben Milstead and his family because they also had a death in their family. And my thoughts and prayers with Ben and his wife and their children at this time as well. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Don't forget the chili cheese fries, as Dexter 940 always reminds us. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. You want to get in, 654-7627. Lots to get to, an abbreviated edition of the show. Clemson Furman from Fluor Field coming your way a little later today. You know, at least the sun's out for baseball. At least it's nice in that regard. Now it's going to be cold. you better bring your mucklucks or something, whatever that is.
What's
bring,
a muckluck?
I don't know. Bring your
what the heck
bring,
is that?
Bring your hoodies and your winter wear, because I think that temperature might be dropping when that sun starts to set. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunfer Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Landscaping professionals expect maximum productivity from their equipment, and they'll find it with the line of Ferris zero-turn mowers, available exclusively at Landscaper Supply of Easley. Locally owned and managed, Landscaper Supply of Easley proudly carries Ferris zero-turn mowers, and they invite you to their open house March 13th. Landscaper Supply of Easley, 420 Williams Avenue, off 123, 859-4230. Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
If you are in need of a mattress and you love saving money, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop their huge weekend sale starting Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th. With our biggest discounts yet, save a percentage on select mattresses and you get a foundation free. We'll have our biggest selection available to choose from with options for everyone. You don't want to miss this sale. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Renfro breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
When you wake up in the morning, your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a-running and try to.
Walter Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Clay from St. George says, great show. Says, well, I was at practice Saturday. Trevor Lawrence looked like a four-year starter. I'm sure he did. You know, he's bigger and better. So I think that, yeah. I mean, heck, he won national championship as a true freshman. So, I think you're just going to see more of the same. You want to get in, you are welcome to do so. I have a couple odds and ends I want to get to. I still have a ton of sports stuff I want to get to. Sort of, this show is going to be abbreviated. You know, John Height just poked his head in here and said that he had heard that Arizona and the Raiders were the two teams sort of leading the way in the possibility in the Antonio Brown sweepstakes, if you will. And, you know, I don't know how many suitors there really are for Antonio Brown, but if you're Arizona, that is not what you do. Not if you're intent on drafting Kyler Murray. You do not get Antonio Brown. You do not want a guy like that around your young quarterback. That is not a good idea. That is not a good idea. You have to surround your young quarterback with people who are going to help him, not break him down. If Roethlisberger couldn't handle, and of course, Roethlisberger's a bit of a prima donna as well, but if Roethlisberger couldn't handle Antonio Brown's constant harangue, how is your young quarterback going to handle it? That is not what you do. That is not smart. So I hope that that's not the case. I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the plan in Arizona. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get some of these calls. First, it's Lee, Roger, Kansas City Chief Chad. Good callers. Lee, how are you?
We're all doing good, my friend. I hope you are as well.
I am. Thanks for getting in, Lee. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You know what? I think that play last night with LeBron walking beside the basketball, the length of the court, and then pulling up and clanking a three-point shot pretty much might end up defining the final stages of his legacy, if there was ever a play.
Yeah, it's excellent.
So.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's another example. That wasn't even the one I cited. But, yeah, that's you're 100% right.
But I just think, you know, I'm like you. I've kind of had those moments. I was never on board early on. I was never really even lukewarm. I was kind of at a point of just you know, whatever. And
I know the word, Lee. I know the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
The word's because it just came to me. The word's acceptance. You were at a point of like begrudging acceptance. Like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to go along with this.
and you know, and I will say this. I have a lot of respect for the fact of, you know, I do think that when he went back to Cleveland and they won a championship there, I mean, I hold respect for that part of his legacy, because that was something he probably didn't have to do and probably didn't need to do, but he did it. And I think his reasons for doing it were great, even though I still think that kind of left a tarnished image too when his exit from there. But the fact he brought a championship to Cleveland, nobody thought a championship would ever come to Cleveland, so I have to kind of accept and give a little bit of respect to that. But you know what? I was kind of spoiled growing up. I came into basketball in the early to mid 80s through the early and mid late 90s. And you know, a lot of the guys that I grew up following and loving to watch, because they were guys that played on really good teams and there were guys that played on really bad teams. But every one of those guys, when given the opportunity, when the lights were on, they never, ever showed you any less than who they were. I can remember watching a Chris Mullin on a very bad Golden State team be really good and have an exceptional game. I can remember guys like even Dominique Wilkins, who might have been a little bit of LeBron before LeBron, but he would still attack and go after you relentlessly offensively in a game. And you know, and the list goes on and on. I was kind of spoiled by that era of basketball, seeing these different guys and these different teams being able to go all in. And I think that's the one thing. This guy came into the league with a self-made tattoo. He designated himself the king. He designated himself the chosen one. He laid the foundation that was there. And I've always said, if you don't build a strong foundation, your house will eventually fall. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, I think that's right. In hearing what you're saying, Lee, and thinking about my feelings on LeBron over time, you know, I would say this. I think if you could have done a Wizard of Oz deal with him and like replaced his heart and his brain, especially his heart, with Jordan's or Bird's or somebody, then you actually would have had the greatest basketball player of all time. But that's the disconnect, and it's evident in what we're seeing right now. That is not, I mean, even Brady today at the age of 41 or 42, he's the hardest working guy on that team. Everybody knows it. They can coach him hard. You know, it's that. When your best player is just dogging it every night, what message is that sending to everybody else? I think that's always been the disconnect for me, why I've always never really felt this guy belonged with that group of elites, and I still don't. I have come full circle. I am back to where I was on LeBron James. I just don't believe this guy belongs in that conversation. You know, you want to put him 10 or something based on his overall talent and the numbers he's put up. Okay, but I'm not putting him higher than that, because I think there are guys above him who just were great, great players who just cared about winning at all cost. And I think it showed in everything they do. I think it showed through in every game they played and everything they did as a player. And this guy is not one of them.
And you know what? And one of my all-time favorite players in that era, Walt, was a guy by the name of Clyde Drexler, who was probably one of the most athletic and gifted players to come along in that era. But you know, you didn't have to turn on the papers or TV and look for him in the headlines, because he was probably one of the most humble players out there. And you know, that's the thing about it, is like today, for example, ESPN, their whole headline today was, this has ended up becoming one of the most disastrous seasons for the Lakers. And then they put on there, they said, LeBron not going to sit out in this last minute run for the playoffs. I'm like,
he's sitting out every night. He should be benched is what he should be.
I think the fact that we have ESPN that's treating every game by a 10th place team in their own conference as being must-see TV is disheartening in itself and speaks a lot. But anyway, Walt, I just wanted to share my thoughts, and I appreciate it as always, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good job. Yeah, you know, the other thing that's disheartening is that you have young players on this team that, you know, not all of them, they're not great defensively, but, you know, at least some of them are trying, at least some nights. But when you're having young players having to tell the alleged greatest player of all time that, hey, man, you got to play defense. There's something wrong with that. Just on the surface, there's something wrong with that. Roger, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt.
Hey, Roger, appreciate you coming as always.
Yes, sir. I've tried to defend LeBron where I try to be fair with LeBron, but just focusing on this season, it is a disaster, and he created his own disaster. I'm back to where I was with LeBron basically after he self-destructed against Dallas in 2011, and he basically shot his team's feet with the way that he played in that series and really cost himself his first championship because of his poor play. I'm almost back to where I was then. He has designed this team, he has made this team, and what he's wanted to do ever since he signed on with them last summer. He was given basically co-general manager with Pelinka and Magic. They went out and signed these guys on one-year contracts. If LeBron wanted to win, oh, by the way, he has played in his last NBA Finals. He's in the West. He's not getting past these young teams that are up and coming. If he wanted to win, Walt, he would have joined a team like the Clippers, who now have not only have draft picks, they're tanking. They're trying to tank, but they can't help but win because they still have some talent, and they beat the Lakers because the Lakers are just bad.
Yeah.
And the Clippers were built by Jerry West, who is laughing his Hall of Fame tail off at the Lakers' mismanagement because they ran him out of town because of Phil Jackson. Okay? So now this has come full circle. LeBron could have went to the Clippers, a better team with better talent and more of a bright future because of draft picks. He could have stayed in California still and went to the Sacramento Kings, who are right now probably going to be the 8th seed, and who I think, if they keep their head on straight, could really give Golden State some problems. I'm not saying they're going to beat them, but they've given them problems in the 4 games they played this year.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And LeBron has done this to himself. He chose his path. He chose this team. The town is down on him. This is still Kobe Bryant's town. So I'm not a big fan of his either, but let's get real. Kobe won 5 titles there. And there's people chanting in the crowd, Kobe's better, Kobe's better, when LeBron is at the free throw line. This happens. Regularly happens. But he has chosen the Hollywood path because he wanted to keep his hand in the cookie jar of Hollywood with his shows, with his barbershop shows, with his ventures in film and on Netflix and on TV. He's 34 going on 35. If Anthony Davis comes to that team, it won't matter. They'll have to deplete the entire roster to get Anthony Davis. New Orleans should have jumped on that because I don't think they're going to get as good an offer. They might get one from Boston, but Boston has their own problems.
Well, and Roger, again, you know, just from a human being standpoint, who is the last player that LeBron James played with who he got along with? And I think the answer is Dwayne Wade.
Because, yeah, Dwayne Wade held the door open for him in Miami. And they won 2 out of 4. I mean, it wasn't a flop,
but think about all the guys he's played with and none of them like him. He doesn't get along with any of them. They don't get along with him. He's never gotten along with any coach because he doesn't want to be coached. He wants to be the coach. He wants to be the general manager. He wants puppets as far as coaches so that he can make all the decisions.
Yeah.
Well, didn't get along with Kyrie Irving. Didn't get along with Kevin Love. Doesn't get along with any of the Laker players now. Doesn't even sit next to him.
Well, he emasculated Kevin Love. He completely neutered Kevin Love. When Kevin Love showed up in Cleveland, he said this. He was told, "This is my team, my town. You go out there and do exactly as I say."
Kevin Love didn't show up in Cleveland. LeBron James brought him. LeBron James brought him to Cleveland. He engineered that deal.
Yeah, traded away a good player.
Right, it's part of his demand. Yeah.
But I think he would get along with Kyrie now, Walt, because I'm a Celtics fan and I'm so kicked off at this idiot. I don't know if Ramona knows, but Kyrie is big into flat Earth. Yeah. I told her that. I don't know if she caught that.
Yeah.
You have to explain to her about Kyrie. Yeah. Kyrie is killing the Celtics. We're better without this jackass.
Looks that way.
We are better. Jaylen Brown is better. Jason Tatum is better. Morris is better. Marcus Smart is better. The entire offense runs better without this jerk who has got 2 feet out of the door, not one, and on his way to New York City where he thinks.
See, that's the other thing.
He thinks that Kevin Durant's going to come to New York and play with his flat earth butt.
Well, and that's the other
thing. They're going to reinvent Madison Square Garden. Right, it's not going to happen.
You got a guy who's being paid by one organization who's openly discussing the possibility of going to a rival organization. I mean, I don't know what's the matter with these guys. This is like not the real world. You know, if you work for Coca-Cola and around the office on a daily basis, you start talking about, you know, I think I'd rather work for Pepsi. Oh, they're going to make sure you work for Pepsi like right then. You know.
But did he learn this from LeBron? I think these two guys would actually get along now. I think they are so miserable people. I think they would. I think if they could go to a team and say, we're going to run the team and everyone come here understand that we're miserable, but we love being miserable together, and everybody's got to put up with it. But you know the funniest thing about this whole thing in L.A.? You know who comes out smelling the best? Lonzo Ball. He really hasn't been on the court through any of this stuff. The last time he was really on the court, they were still a playoff team.
They were
still in the mix. They were playing well. And LeVar Ball looks the best because he said LeBron, 2 weeks ago, he went on all the FS1 shows and was just ripping LeBron. And since then, they've done nothing but lose.
Yep.
LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball actually look, they're the winners in this.
I have to run, Roger. Good job.
All right, man. Thank you.
You want to get in behind Roger, you're welcome to. Christian writes, Walt, would you say Looper? How you doing, Looper? And Ed, he says Walter. And you say, Ed, it makes my day. Thank you for a brilliant show every day. Hashtag Real Talk. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate that. We talk about George Coleman Ford, where, speaking of brilliant, for 90 years they've been doing things the right way, treating people the right way. I mean, that's the secret to success. You know, it's funny, Ramona. You know, here's a little business secret, and that is that, you know, the people who try and get over, they never last. They're in business for 6 months. Everyone figures out who they are and what they do, and they just disappear. And in the automotive industry, that happens all the time. What's it say when a business has been there 90 years? 90 years. Think about what your neighborhood, your community looked like 90 years ago. How many of the things that you see today were there 90 years ago? Any of them? Probably not, right? How about a car dealership? Can you find me another car dealership that was there 90 years ago? What's that say? What it says is they've treated their customers right for 90 years, that it's a family tradition. There are no dealer fees. There are no service fees. Cars and trucks cost less. But above all else, they treat you better. They don't push you into things you don't want. You're the decision maker. They work for you. And all their goal is to satisfy you. And that's the way it's been for 90 years. That's what makes George Coleman Ford different. All those other things are real. But for 90 years, it's been George Coleman Ford's commitment to you as a person, as a human being, knowing that they win when you win. Because that's the ultimate secret to business. When you're happy, they win. Because you don't just buy one vehicle from them. 5 years from now, 6 years from now, you come back and buy another vehicle from them. That's the secret of 90 years worth of success. Go experience it yourself. George Coleman Ford. We'll be right back.
This Wednesday, Brad Brunell and his Tigers hit the road for the last time this regular season as they travel to Indiana to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in hoops action in hopes of bringing home a huge victory. Pre-game starts at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Ready to start your journey to a healthier you? Let Gold's Gym help you reach your fitness goals today. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday and pay no dues until March 25th. That's right. You can join now and pay later. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment and enrollment fee may be required. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 10th.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
It's the whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Bar. A couple things. You want to get in, now's a good time, actually. We've had several lines open up, so you can get in. 654-767. Adam Schefter saying, the Patriots, with three notable free agents, Trey Flowers, Trent Brown, and Steven Gostkowski, they have more than three on them. They're not planning to use the franchise tag on any of them, sources tell Field, Yates, and me. Barring last-minute change, the three are now scheduled to hit the open market. Trey Flowers has, in fact, hit the open market, which is very interesting. Michael Giardi writes, the belief is the Patriots would like Trey Flowers to see what his value is on the market, then circle back to the team and see if they can beat, match, come close. Use the same philosophy successfully with Hightower and McCourty in recent years. Risky here because key rushers have been tagged. Well, and again, Trey Flowers is probably the best player on that defense, at least in the front seven. So, you know, I was interested to see what they were going to do with Flowers. I think Flowers is a better player than people understand. Tex says, oh, little Dr. John this afternoon. Yes, yes, that's for Mardi Gras. It's in honor of Mardi Gras. Little Dr. John on the show. Exactly right. And that was a plan. Ramona, did I call you today on the way in here, like 10 minutes before the show, and say, play Dr. John?
Yeah. Find me, yeah, Dr. about John. 10 minutes before the show. Yes.
I said, find me.
It's my tongue.
I said, find me Dr. John. I'm in the mood for Dr. John. It'd be in Mardi Gras and all. So that's an interesting situation there.
The cows are happy.
Yes, the cows are happy. Last night, the cows are ecstatic.
They're ecstatic. They looked ecstatic. As much as a cow could look ecstatic.
Well, except that all cows are females, right?
Yeah, there was no bulls.
That's the one little problem with the. That's the one little problem with that. I mean, not that it couldn't be that way.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Plus, they were all gathered there like lemmings. So that's usually how cows are.
Yeah. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. You know, I saw something today about CBS ranking their national players of the year in basketball. They have Grant Williams ninth. Ninth? I'm sorry. What's the matter with you people? Grant Williams is the ninth best player in college basketball this year? Really? See, this is why no one listens to you. I mean, what do you mean the ninth best player? He's the best player on what could be the best team. He's the defending SEC player of the year, and he's like a bigger version of Adrian Dantley. That's who he is. He's like 2 inches taller probably than Dantley, but he is Adrian Dantley. That's who he is. That's his comp. Grant Williams is a bigger Adrian Dantley. So many of his moves and his mannerisms on the court are reminiscent of Adrian Dantley. He's the ninth best player in the country? Ninth? Grant Williams, ninth. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're watching. I don't know what you're watching. He's a legitimate candidate for the National Player of the Year, and you have him ninth. I can't imagine Tennessee fans would be too happy with that. I don't know. I don't know what the rationale behind Grant Williams as nine is. I'll tell you this. There are a lot of great guards. And, you know, some of those guys we talked about before the year, Marcus Howard. Did I have Marcus Howard on my first team All-American team? I think I did. I believe I had him on my first team All-American team at the preseason basketball special. I know I was the only one to put him on my team. I don't know if I put him on first team or second team. But, you know, you watch Virginia last night and how long have I said, well, again, preseason basketball show, I picked Virginia for the first time ever, because I'm always the guy who crosses Virginia out immediately because I've never believed in them. But my belief in Virginia was largely centered on DeAndre Hunter, who I said at that same show reminded me of Scottie Pippen, except maybe a little more advanced offensively at the same stage. That was a quote. Well, I mean, I think that's what we've seen. I still don't think people get how good DeAndre Hunter is. I think DeAndre Hunter is going to be a top four pick in the NBA draft. I think you want to start with Zion Williamson and then your next two guys, and I'm not even granting this, but your next two guys are Ja Morant and RJ Barrett. Well, if that's so, the guy after that is DeAndre Hunter. And if that's right, the ACC will have three of the top four picks. I think DeAndre Hunter is that good. I mean, I think he's just a special, special player. First of all, he can guard any position on the court. He's a lot like David Skara defensively. He's a similar size, similar length, similar versatility, and with a little bit more oomph. He's a little bit more of a special athlete. But he's very similar to Skara defensively in what you can do with him. I mean, he can guard anybody. And he's so improved offensively. And you could see the seeds of that before the injury. And so, you know, I really thought that losing to a 16 seed in Maryland, Baltimore County, and losing in the manner in which Virginia did would be the impetus to a successful season, a successful tournament run. I really thought that this might be the year. But my key to them was DeAndre Hunter. As much as respect as I have for Guy and Jerome, the key is still DeAndre Hunter. He is still by far the best player on that basketball team and one of the best players in the country. First team All-American in my estimation, legitimate National Player of the Year candidate, and a guy who I think is going to be chosen in the top four picks of the NBA draft. I mean, honestly, don't even be stunned if he's two. I don't think people get DeAndre Hunter yet. I don't think they get how good he is. And that game against Syracuse last night, that game was even. It was close at the start of the second half. And in like seemingly 5, 6, 7 minutes, Virginia just destroyed them. Virginia at one point was 15 of 21 from three-point range. And even what they wound up with, they wound up, what, 18 of 25? They were 18 of 24 at one point and wound up 18 of 25, missed their last one. So basically they shot like 75% from three-point range. Well, that's one way to beat a zone. Make every shot you take. And that's what Virginia did to Syracuse last night. And Virginia showed, once again, I think that they're still the class of this league. It's still Virginia. And you know, I don't want to ever overreact to one game or one performance because, you know, shooting the basketball is not something going to do well every night. Because you go 18 to 25 from 3-1 game doesn't mean that's going to happen again. In fact, that'll probably never happen again. But the ingredients are there for Virginia. And Jerome and Guy are a great backcourt combo. And DeAndre Hunter is a great everything. Hunter is just an incredible, incredible player. And here's the other thing. When I look at DeAndre Hunter, he just looks so young still to me. I sense there's so much more to come with him. You know, I realize there are younger players like an RJ Barrett, but when I look at Hunter's physical maturity, I think he's just scratched the surface of what he's going to be. Again, I still like my Pippen comparison. That's what I thought the first time I saw him, and I still think that. Again, I said Pippen, a little more advanced offensively at the same stage. I think that's who he is. And as he physically matures, I think at the next level, he's going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. I think he is going to be an incredible pro. And this is a big reason I liked Virginia before the year. To play for the national championship against Gonzaga. And again, I've seen no reason to change or to think that any of that's wrong. I still think what I thought before the year, that Gonzaga and Virginia are the two best teams, and I think that you're going to see them in the final. And as I've already mentioned, I think there are seven teams that can potentially win it. I'm down to seven. Three from the ACC, three from the SEC, and Gonzaga. And I think that's it. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting in, Robert.
Couple things. This LeBron James situation to me is a perfect example of why you cannot take these kids, no matter how talented they are, straight out of high school and make them kings of basketball. They need time to mature. You have talked many times, rightfully so, about these kids going straight from high school into the NFL, not being physically mature enough, but there's never any talk about whether they're mentally mature enough. And you take a guy like LeBron, and there's been other cases of these guys that came straight out of high school who were superstars, not so much the ones who, you know, were good enough to make the NBA, but weren't touted as, you know, the next great thing. But, you know, some of them that were, I think you can find some similarities later on in their careers with what's going on with LeBron.
Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I just want to play a little devil's advocate to your argument. Let's say that what you're saying is true. And I think fundamentally there's a lot of truth in it. However, guys like Kobe Bryant matured. How is what you're saying applicable to LeBron James at the age of 35? Because even if what you're saying is true, in everything he's been through in his life, from a business perspective and all the moves he's orchestrated, all the things he's done, all the big wigs of society, business that he has allegedly consulted with, hobnobbed with, how can we be using that as a reason for his immaturity at the age of 35?
Because he basically came into a situation where he was not forced to mature any more than he did in high school. And it always comes back in any situation. How many of those business dealings were people basically just, you know, fawning and doing whatever LeBron wanted to do? You know, it's one thing to have everything, you know, handed to you, and it's another thing to have to go out and earn it. And yes, LeBron has done a lot of things since he's been in high school, but there's no other reason why he would right now be acting like he's back in high school. He's reverted back to that same maturity level. So, you know, people have to mature. You have to go through things in life that make you the person that you are.
Well, but a texter,
everything.
But Robert, a texter in response to you said, "Yeah, 3 months in Louisville was gonna fix that." You know, well, and that's a fair point. I mean, you know, maybe there are some guys, Robert, that you know, whether he's going to college or not, do you think it really would have changed his outcome, or do you think this is just who he is?
Well, let's separate out the fact that LeBron was talked about as being the next big thing when he was still in high school. And unfortunately, Zion Williamson's going through the same thing right now. And I hope that 10 years from now, it doesn't turn out to be, you know, what LeBron is going through right now.
Robert, I'm at the top of the hour. I appreciate it as always.
Okay.
Good job.
Not a problem.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tipula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-767. A couple things. One, Tim writes me, and Tim from Peddles says, on the healthier text line, says, well, are you sure Virginia's not fool's gold again? It's hard to trust them. And I understand that. All right? Because again, I'm the guy who has never trusted them. I have never picked Virginia to do anything. I have always, Ramona, how long have I been saying this? How many years have I been saying under Bennett that I did not think his style could win the tournament? And I always X them out early, always. And I'm not surprised they were the first one to lose to a 16. I'm not. But preseason, I can't explain it other than getting DeAndre Hunter back healthy, I thought was huge. Because remember, they did not have him against Maryland Baltimore County. He was injured. Now, do I think they would have won that game with him? No, I think they were destined to lose that game, period. They got blown out. Lost by 20 points. But losing him was enormous, and it changed who they are. I think the continued seasoning of that backcourt of Jerome and Guy, and I think Jerome is a tough-as-nails player. You know, Guy is the guy everyone looks at as the shooter. He's actually the defensive liability on the team. But Jerome is just a tough-as-nails, cliche alert, competitor on both ends. But it is DeAndre Hunter and his insane talent that is really what makes this Virginia team different. Not to mention the fact they basically have, you know, 3 7-footers in the post. They have a lot of fouls and athleticism. But I think that when you look at Virginia, they have lots of pieces. And I believe that the embarrassing loss is the ultimate impetus and motivation to come back the next year and to change it. And that's why I think it's going to happen. Now, is Virginia going to have more pressure than all these other top teams in the first two rounds? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they are. They're going to have to prove they can handle that pressure and that they can be this team. And that's a fair question, Tim. Absolutely fair question. But I believe in this Virginia team. I really do. I think it's a different bunch. I think it's a special bunch. Couple things. This was just sent to me from Midnight Rider, Alan. Listen to this. This is Charlie Casserly. I should say, there are a lot of people who think Charlie Casserly is like, you know, how should I put this? Way out to pasture. Like way, way out to pasture. And that basically you want to do the opposite or believe the opposite of everything that Charlie says. I'm not one of those people. Because I think Charlie still has a lot of NFL connections, and I think he's still speaking to a lot of people. I can tell you that the comments I'm about to read to you were not well-received in the responses to it. The responses to it and the responses to Charlie Casserly, brutal. Absolutely brutal. People just hammering Charlie Casserly. Having said that, I'm going to read you what he said. about Kyler Murray. This is Charlie Casserly from NFL Media on what he has heard about Kyler Murray's combine performance. Quote, he better hope Kingsbury takes him number one because this was not good. These were the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback, and I've been doing this a long time. Leadership, not good. Study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Below not good, he said. Not good at all in any of those areas, raising major concerns about what this guy is going to do. Now, people will say, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mayfield. But those guys are much different. Those guys, you never question them about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy is not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview. All right, first of all, Kyler Murray was not at Senior Bowl week, so he did not have a chance, like Baker Mayfield did, to ingratiate himself with the coaches and to give the coaches and the scouts a better understanding of what makes him tick. So there's that element of it. Charlie Casserly, I should say, about a week ago, I heard him saying that he thought Kyler Murray was the best quarterback in the draft. I heard him say that. And so this isn't about face, based on what he's hearing. Again, there are a ton of responses to these comments, and everyone I saw was negative. None of them, everyone citing all of Charlie Casserly's many, many fails, and they are numerous. They are numerous. And you have people citing them all, saying that basically you have no idea what you're talking about. Again, I want to point out the distinction in that Charlie isn't necessarily speaking for himself. He's basing what he's saying on what people have told him. And this was one of the unknowns, like we always say, regarding Kyler Murray. We're not there to see that part of it. All we see is the production on the field. And one of the questions that potentially separates Kyler Murray from Baker Mayfield is this element of leadership. On the field, it looks like Kyler Murray is a leader. But commitment to film study is what one of the key ingredients to make a quarterback. Jamarcus Russell had all sorts of talent. I mean, before he blossomed into 500 pounds. But he had all sorts of talent. But he refused, by all reports, to engage in any film study. Again, this is what Casserly is saying that he has been told about Kyler Murray. Now, one other thing here. Michael, I'm coming to you in a minute. One other thing here. This is liar season. And there may be that teams that really are interested in Kyler Murray would love to be able to put forth this notion that he's an idiot. Because then maybe he could be their idiot. And that's a potential danger here in the things that are being said. But once again, you know, this is what Charlie Casserly said that he had heard on Kyler Murray. He said, quote, these are his words, he better hope Kingsbury takes him number one because this was not good. These were the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback, and I've been doing this a long time. Leadership, not good. Study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. I'm not sure how you can judge his study habits at this point. I don't. You have 15-minute interviews. I'm not sure how you would judge his study habits. I mean, you can put him on the board and you can tell whether his board work is not good. Again, the board work, he says, below not good. He's not even going not good. He's going below not good. And then he added, not good at all in any of those areas, raising major concerns about what this guy is going to do. Now, people will say, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. But those guys are much different. Those guys, you never question them about their ability on the board. You know, first of all, that's not true. That part, even if the rest of this is true, that part's not true. There are all sorts of questions about Baker Mayfield. What are you talking about? Baker Mayfield carried more questions than Murray did a year ago as he entered this process. when we went to Senior Bowl week, nobody knew who or what Baker Mayfield was other than he put up big numbers. It was the week of Senior Bowl where Baker Mayfield first began to ingratiate himself upon coaches and staffs. So don't act like we knew Baker Mayfield was a genius on the whiteboard, because he didn't know any of that stuff until he began and engaged in the process. And quite honestly, Kyler Murray hasn't really fully engaged in the process. You know, again, this is liar season. It's hard to know what's true and what's not true. But, you know, if this is true, then that would be a giant red flag on Kyler Murray. And it could significantly alter his draft status if these things are actually true. If they're actually true. You know, when I hear Kyler Murray speak, he doesn't sound like a stupid young man to me. But it's another of those things. This will actually cause me to go back and look for more information along those lines. Not from what's being said. I want to see Kyler Murray in other situations. I want to hear him in other interviews. I want to see what I think about him in that regard now, based on that. Because I don't have the luxury of sitting down at a table with him for 15 minutes and trying to get to understand him. Michael, how are you?
Hey, Will, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Michael.
I had a chance about 5 months ago. I ran into Twin Peaks to say hello to you. That guy, Ed from Atlanta, was calling in about his Braves, and I was the Yankee fan who came in huffing and puffing. And I dropped off a month or two later. I don't know if you ever got the update on your bio. I left something for you one day. But I'm calling because a couple of weeks ago, I ended up catching this guy, the Bill Ryder Show. And I'd never heard of him. Uh-huh. And he was right before the natty, he was disrespecting the show, you, Clemson. And I thought the guy was a bit of a douchebag. So a couple of weeks ago, I was driving home again. And he's talking about his love of LeBron. And I called up the show, and his producer took my call and said, how can I help you? And I said, I'd like to speak to Bill about, I'd like to give him some grief from our friends at the Roar and Clemson. And a guy hung up on me. And so it just confirmed the fact that that guy, Bill Wright, is a douchebag, and so is LeBron. So just wanted to say hello. I'm a New York guy. I just moved down here a couple of years ago. Two kids graduated from Clemson. I'm a civilized New Yorker living in the upstate. But if I ever see that guy, Bill Ryder, I'm going to punch him in his mouth.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Michael. Bill and I had a couple of exchanges that quite honestly didn't go well for him. And I don't think he handled it all that well. because he was wrong about everything he said. And I was right about everything I said. So, you know, I don't think he took that too well. It was rough on him. It was rough because, again, he said that Alabama was going to beat every team in the nation by 21 points or more. And we knew how laughable that was. The fact that Alabama wasn't even going to win the national title, let alone beat everybody by 21 points or more. And so that was the little battle. And he didn't handle it particularly well. And I was living rent free in his mind for quite some time. Probably still am. but I'm over it. I tried to be gracious as a winner.
Oh, yeah, because that happened.
Yeah, I tried to be gracious as a winner. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Texas says, check out Dan Patrick's interview with Murray. Can't answer a question without his daddy's approval. Yeah, you know, I've heard elements of that. I have not seen that. Maybe I will go back and look at that. Let me see here. Somebody else just sent me something. This looks like the same thing I just read, so I appreciate that. But that, Kevin, that looks like the same thing I just covered. You can get in, 654-76. Texas saying they like Mike, and there's a little saying a lot of other things. Look, I don't mind Bill Ryder. I don't mind Bill Ryder. He's on after me some nights. I think he fundamentally does a decent job. I don't have any problem with him. I mean, you know, you have to know when to say when. when to say when is when you say somebody's going to win every game by 21 points or more, you know, you probably ought to own up to that. Probably ought to own up to the fact that, the guy in Clemson was 100% right. And, you know, you were, 100% wrong on righter than you. But it's all good. I mean, hey, Abramon, it's just the nation gets to know us.
Yeah.
They're getting a version that isn't exactly what went down, but, you know. What did he call me originally? What was it he called me originally?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Tell him.
I didn't know he called you something. He called you something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He called me a sycophant. There's nothing funnier than that. Can you imagine? Can anybody who's ever listened to me, could anybody, regarding a sycophant for Clemson, can anybody who's ever listened to me, would anybody categorize me or classify me as that? No. It's all right. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Some of these texts coming in are hysterical. A couple things before we get out of here tonight. You know, Ramona, Clemson baseball coming your way against Furman from Floor Field at 5:30 tonight. Again, at least the skies are clear.
Oh, yeah, it's really
clear
nice
and cold.
It's freezing.
So, you know, again, wear your warm clothing because I heard on my way in here that it's supposed to drop to 26 tonight. Not during the time the game is on, but, you know, if we're eventually going to get to 26, what was that for? What are you in there?
Because I don't want it to be that low. I'm tired of it now.
Well, it's supposed to be 26 tonight. So, I don't know what the temperature is going to be game time, but it's never gotten that warm today, did it? Has it been above 50?
I don't think so.
I'm guessing that if you're going out there to sit in that stadium tonight, your temperatures may be in the maybe in the 30s at some point. So you want to dress appropriately. You can get in 654-7627. Ramona, one thing I wanted to get to tonight, I'm not sure we're going to get to. How long are those clips that you pulled?
The first one is 4.5 minutes.
I have multiple people telling me to check out Dan Patrick's interview. I will do that. I have multiple people saying that. So I had heard of that interview, but I had not seen it. So I will look for Dan Patrick's interview with Kyler Murray. Maybe there is some hidden information there. We're not going to get to this to tomorrow, but I had somebody ask me about the Matt Moneymaker interview. For those who don't know, we interviewed Matt Moneymaker at one point. If you don't know who Matt Moneymaker is, he's the Finding Bigfoot guy. Do we remember the Finding Bigfoot guy? You know, remember all those years?
Did he ever find
Bigfoot? Ramona.
No, I mean,
if they found Bigfoot,
can you give me a second
to hear that? We know it on every paper.
On his show. They never came up with a show. We found, not in reality. I didn't expect him to actually find Bigfoot.
What are you
Bigfoot.
Talking about, a stuffed animal?
No, did he go on the show and show any evidence that he thought he found Bigfoot?
No, it was years worth of shows for suckers like all of us that this is what they would do. They'd go off into the woods somewhere, and one of them would say to the other, "Did you hear that? What was that?"
Yeah, they had on night vision right. stuff.
What was that? Yeah. Again, you can go in the woods off my driveway, and you'll hear all those same sounds. Woods make sounds. Newsflash.
They do.
So, you know, not everything is Bigfoot. And of course, they never actually found Bigfoot. The show would have been more appropriately called Not Finding Bigfoot. But we had him on the show. We had him on the show, remember? Yeah. And remember how we played it? We played along with him. Remember?
Yeah,
and
you acted like you
like I was a full believer. Let him on.
Yeah.
And remember I told him that I had actually seen Bigfoot in Holman Park, the trailer park in Anderson?
Yeah.
I told him I had seen Bigfoot. And I wanted to know
was
what
he out drinking a beer.
Yeah, and I wanted to know
chair?
What they ate and everything. I've had people ask about that. You know, we're gonna We'll play a little bit of that for you tomorrow. You know, that show reminds me of this other show, this Treasure of Oak Island, this Oak Island deal. It's year seven in their search for the Treasure of Oak Island.
Is it year seven for real?
Yeah, they found a coin. They found like a coin and a bone of some sort.
They brought
these millions of dollars worth of equipment, and they found like a coin and a bone. I can take $100 metal detector, go out in my backyard and find more than that in 5 minutes. So don't act like you people found anything.
The dogs outside and they'll find something.
That's right. You know, the only treasure of Oak Island is that show and the suckers who buy into it every year.
Seven years. Man, that's a lot of mileage over where we find it.
And people still tuning in.
The Jack the Ripper thing, too. Remember that? I'm related to Jack the Ripper. Nobody is alive to verify his information.
He's related to Jack the Ripper. He's related to Jack the Ripper. But 7 years worth of not finding treasure on Oak Island. That's what it is. Yeah. 7 years. Yeah. They've dug up the whole island. They brought all this heavy equipment. They've got equipment on top of equipment. They basically allegedly have dug up the whole island, and they haven't found squat. And they keep pointing to like these one or two stupid things that they found. This could be centuries old. Yeah, it also could have been at the bottom of a box of old Cracker Jacks or in a cereal box for all we know. I mean, they're never definitive. They're never, you know, this could be from. This is absolutely from the Knights Templar. It's always, you know, well, this could be. You've been there 7 years digging up the whole island. You haven't found squat.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wake me when you find Bigfoot.
How about that? Every week?
Yeah. Wake me when you find. Wow. You people should have found Bigfoot by now. You could have combined those two shows. The Oak Island people should have definitely found Bigfoot by now. Yeah, absolutely. They should have found Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Right. They should have found Bigfoot four times over already. There's no question about that. Before we get out of here, Clemson Dad, I don't think I'm going to get to you today. Let me tell you, call me tomorrow and we'll get you in. Wait a minute. No, I'm 25, right? 525?
Yeah.
No, call me tomorrow. Let me tell you about Thomas Barbecue. Brock and Beth Bud Thomas are the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. They stay true to the original recipes, added some things that were uniquely their own, like, for example, the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just absolutely incredible. The banana pudding is insanely good. They are the home for your Cheerwine National Championship sauce. Carolina Collision, the best of both worlds. Go see my friends at Tom's Barbecue. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. All right. Headed your way right now, Clemson baseball from Fluor Field. Again, Lisa's clear out, which is a change for the good. It should be an entertaining game. Just dress warmly. Walt up to the road rage. Quick, I will see you tomorrow.
Seems like all my life I scaled over.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man.
Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home with a lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted